I love the fact that we've got some potential choir members here. This is just so superb. We're really, really loving this. We celebrate Christmas because over 2,000 years ago, Jesus the Saviour was born. And I wonder, as we reflect on some of this year's headlines, don't we need a saviour? Earthquakes in Turkey and Morocco and Afghanistan. No peace on the horizon for either the Ukraine or in Gaza. Industrial action continues to disrupt our nation. And the cost of living is making it hard for all of us, isn't it? And businesses are failing. The 93-year-old chain Wilko failed because, as one newspaper reported, no saviour could be found. We need a saviour, don't we? Back in 1952, way before some of us were born, there was a London bus driver, and his name was Albert Gunter. And he received a £10 bonus for being a saviour when his quick thinking saved lives as he was driving over Tower Bridge. He was on the south part of the bridge, the south half of the bridge, when it started to move up. And quick as a flash, he put his foot on the accelerator and shot his bus over the 6-foot gap and landed on the other side, which hadn't started moving. It's the kind of stuff of movies, isn't it? But here was an ordinary man doing his everyday job, and he saved a bus full of passengers and got £10 for his troubles. We come across ordinary saviours every day. People who bail us out, people who show us simple acts of kindness, and people who support us in a variety of ways. And I wonder who has been your saviour this year? I asked that question to some of the people who come along and join in some of our community activities. People who come along to our wellbeing cafe, people who come along to Rainbow Tots, and people who come along to our food hub. And here are some of the saviours they wanted to talk about this year.
This year, well, I feel like it's been myself. I'm aware that I've got some bad habits, but I'm in control of them, right? I enjoy coming up here to Thornhill Baptist Church and helping out in any way that I can. It keeps me active, out of the house. Another helps cut down on my smoking, because I don't smoke as much when I'm here. Yeah, that's it really. I feel like I'm a useful member of society now.
There's been quite a few people, church family mainly, the health screen helped me through really difficult times, still it up. I would say there have been some testing times for me, and there's been times when I feel like I can't go on kind of thing, but the bigger picture is they've helped me massively.
This year, combination, the whole church has been my saviour. Coming out of a domestic abusive relationship, everyone's been there for me, picking me up, but especially Zoe. Zoe has been there for me throughout the entire year. She's been so understanding and amazing. And just people really made a difference for all of us this year.
My saviour this year on several occasions has been my husband, who often bails me out of difficult situations. The most recently one being when I drove my car somewhere and it was pouring with rain, and then I went back in my car and it wouldn't start, and then everything started flashing and it was all a bit of a disaster and I didn't know what to do. So what do? I phoned my husband and I say, "Help!" And he said, "Well, get out of the car, unlock it and get back in." And that's what I did, and it started. And it was such a simple thing, but he often bails me out with things like that. So I thank God for my husband.
Well, I think my saviour was a winter fuel allowance, unexpected £600. I wasn't expecting that much, and it was rather nice to spread it around to causes that I like to contribute to, without, let me sound selfish, without hurting the rest of my income. So that was my saviour this year.
I think in terms of self-esteem, my saviour's been going out to Ghana and doing a little bit of voluntary work. You know, I retired a couple of years ago and really missed my role as a midwife. And I think, you know, another saviour would have been coming to the cafe and the healthier space, because that really did help me to get the courage to do something different. Just thinking about comfort zones and being outside your comfort zones, and volunteering in Ghana was a massive saviour, and it's really encouraged me to do more.
The church. Definitely the church. If it wasn't for people that welcomed me so much, people to talk to, lift me up, if it wasn't for the church and people, then I don't know.
The Thornhill Baptist Wellbeing Cafe and the church, who were very kind when I was in a dark place.
Ashley and Della, they've helped me out when I'm feeling really low.
Welcome to the Wellbeing Cafe and making a new family, friends to be able to mix with, relax with, and have a continued friendship with, and being a family.
Hello to my girls. If I'm going a little bit too laggy, they keep me on track. If not, they join me on it. But they're my family.
My older sister.
I think I would say it was the wonderful children's physiotherapist at Southampton General Hospital that worked wonders for my daughter that had a little spell of poorly legs and got her walking again after several months of being off of her feet. So we're really, really grateful for everything they can do.
Well, obviously apart from Jesus, my church family and my house group. They've kept me going when I've been down, and yeah, just helped me out when I was sort of really bad, my falling. They bought me a walker, so that helped me to get my confidence back.
There's some great saviour stories there, aren't there? Sometimes we can help ourselves, other times we have family and we have friends around us, or maybe another organisation or even a community that comes to our rescue. But other times things are so big, they go beyond our human limits or control. And so over 2,000 years ago, God took on flesh and blood with all the limitations and the vulnerabilities of a human being to be our saviour. Christmas celebrates God going through the process of childbirth, just like we did when we were born. Christmas celebrates God being born into a family, just like we have been. Christmas celebrates God making himself known and showing us what he's like, because Christ the Saviour is born. So where do we need a saviour today? And maybe where do we need a saviour for the coming year? Again, I put this question to a few of those faces that you've already seen, and this is what they said.
For next year, not sure really. I'd like to still be volunteering with the things that I do up here. I don't think I'm looking for anything else to crowd my day up. I think it's just, it keeps me just busy enough without it becoming too stressful.
I don't know, I think I'd like to be a saviour for somebody, you know, to help somebody else, like people have helped me.
For my son, you know, he's still struggling a bit, and I'm hoping that somewhere, somehow, we get the help and support that he needs.
Well, as a Christian for many years, and I look at the state of the world and what a mess we're all in, my eyes are on Jesus and his return.
Yeah, changing government.
Is actually is really sort of uplifting, and I'm really hopeful that our own business in Tester Antonio Glasses gets off the ground. It's really hard to sort of get marketing sort of going, but I really hope to do more teaching in the midwifery sector again. I know it's on a very small scale, but it'd be great for me because I can manage that in terms of time less than anything else, so that'd be great.
I think
anyway. A saviour can come any time soon. You could be meeting new people and then they have a good impact on your life. It could be anywhere, anytime.
Hopefully to get some peace would be lovely.
It's just a little better health. Same place, because it's a continuous thing I'm looking for, because we live on the island where I am, so it's a continuous of keeping the family close.
That is a tough one. Next year I'm trying to get my mum and my son over from Africa because my mum's had severe mental health problems and she can't live on her own, so basically anywhere and everywhere I can look to get them across here for their health.
First of all, family. Happy birthday.
Do you know what? I think sometimes they just appear when you're not expecting it, don't they? I think it could very well be an ex-colleague of mine who's remained a very, very good friend that is hopefully going to find me somewhere to go and sit in his office and do some typing as I get back to work after being a stay-at-home mum for several years. So. Hopefully that will be where the new year leads me.
I think the same, really, because it's all ongoing. And I know I've got my church family and my house group around all the time. So, yes, that's what I'm thinking. Plus, I'm hoping more.
My prayer is that for each person that shared those things, their hopes will be realised in 2024. But you know what happens when we come to the end of our resources? Our friends and our family and our wider community, they're not enough. Christ the Saviour was born for this. Maybe guilt that weighs us down and stops us getting on with life. Christ the Saviour was born for this. That nagging feeling that no matter what we do, we never quite measure up to the standard that we think we should be measuring up to. Christ the Saviour is born for this. Maybe worries that stop us, that cripple our minds and stop us doing the things that we'd like to do. Christ the Saviour is born for this. And maybe those uncomfortable moments when, despite life going extremely well for us, we wonder whether there is more to life than this. And maybe even think of those bigger questions like, what happens when I die? Christ the Saviour is born for this. And so my question this evening is, do you know that Saviour? Is that Saviour the Saviour that you're trusting for in 2024? Do you know the Saviour that says your sins are forgiven? Do you know the Saviour that says to your illnesses, be healed? Do you know the Saviour who says to the storms that you might be facing, be still? Do you know the Saviour when you doubt and question says, you are enough? Do you know the Saviour who says to our fears and anxieties, do not be afraid? And do you know Christ the Saviour, who conquered the greatest enemy of us all, death itself, when he said from the cross, it is finished, and then came back to life? Whether you're convinced by faith, or whether you're questioning, whether you come here every Sunday, or whether you've not been in a church for a very long time, Christmas celebrates Christ the Saviour is born. And I wonder what that looks like for you tonight. Do you want to know Christ the Saviour this evening? Or maybe do you want to find out a little bit more about what Christ the Saviour might mean for you in the coming year? Paul's going to come and he's going to pray with us. But I encourage you to answer that question. Do you know Christ the Saviour is born?